You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Ace and Friends. I got to finish answering this email real quick. It's from a pastor who, Jimmy Julius, he's from Uganda. He sent me an email. A Facebook message. It said, I'm delighted to make your acquaintance. I'm a youth pastor and founder of God's Mercy Children's Ministry, Uganda, where we provide home and care for 24 orphan children. I feel privileged to have you as a friend. Mm. I'm not going to respond to that message.
That could be.
You think that could be something?
Could be.
I hadn't seen one of those in forever.
Yeah.
There's been a long time since I'd seen one of those messages.
I don't know if it's a conspiracy or not, but people say those kind of messages ramp up anytime there's political drama in other places in the world.
You told us that a while back because we started getting some weird random messages, and you were the one that researched that or saw it, and you were telling us, Riggins, about that whole thing.
There's a lot of people that say that's absolutely true, and that's kind of because it was like this weird timing that we got a bunch of them, and now it's starting again, so it kind of does line up.
I saw it this morning, and it made me laugh because I thought, I haven't seen one of these in forever.
Yeah.
Not like this. Not the, you know, I'm from Uganda. Hey, what do you say? I got to get this money I'm getting from these widows, but I got to get this money first. You know,
right? Yeah, and it's so weird.
It's still astonishing to me how many people fell for that in the beginning when it was an email. You get that those were phishing emails they'd send out.
I need help.
What do you think is the biggest one of those of all time? Like the biggest scam? Would that be the most well known? I'm from Uganda. I have this money. If you'll give me your bank account,
I'm a prince. Yeah,
whatever that was. That's the one I think that's bigger than all of the one about being a prince.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, that was just wild when I saw that this morning. So yeah. I'll wait. I won't respond to it.
Not yet.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
Oh, we got a lot of stuff going on today. I take umbrage with Riggins and Tech D Rob because they laughed about something that I'm pretty excited about coming this time of year. We'll get to that in a minute. But there is an audio clip that I heard that will blow your mind. It was never aired on television. Yes, it does involve the recently departed O.J. Simpson. And it's wild. There's a full explanation next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. Thanks for being a part of one of the friends, I guess, of Ace and Friends. Because it would be weird to say we were a family if we're friends. So. You get the idea.
You're friends.
Yeah. Turns out there was no deathbed confession from O.J. Simpson. people are so upset. Like, my wife is, how could he not, on his deathbed, how could he not, when he knows he's dying, talk about it? It's because, like, people that are that into themselves that do that don't talk about it. But here is a little piece of good news. Many people regard what you're about to hear as O.J.'s public confession. It happened in 2006 in a two-hour special on Fox called O.J. Simpson, The Lost Confession. This was an interview done to coincide with the release of that book, If I Did It. And remember, it was shocking how, if he did it, it was meticulous in how he would do it. You know, based on you know, for it to be hypothetical, he really covered all his bases. This interview did not air originally due to public backlash. So they did the interview, but this special never came out. But listen to this clip of OJ.
I know the facts better than anyone. First of all, this is very difficult for me to do this. It was very difficult for me because it's hypothetical.
A wool cap and gloves.
In hypothetical, I put on cap and gloves. I don't think any two people could be murdered the way they were without everybody being covered in blood. I just remember Nicole fell and hurt herself. And this guy kind of got into a karate thing. And I said, well, you think you can kick my ass? And I remember I grabbed a knife. I do remember that portion, taking a knife from Charlie. And to be honest, after that, I don't remember. Except I'm standing there and there's all kind of stuff around. And
what kind of stuff?
Blood and stuff around. You know, I hate to say this, but this is not I'm sorry. I know we got to back up again.
What?
What did he say?
I hate to say this, but this is hypothetical. It's hypothetical.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not good.
And they did not. They never aired that because the public backlash was such a good. I think it was.
Did the book come out?
Yeah,
the book came out.
Yeah, I remember the book coming out, and it did tear. Nobody wanted to.
Nobody bought it.
They don't wanted to hear anything about it.
And this was pre-arrest for the robbery.
Yeah, this was 2006.
Okay.
Before he ever did any jail time.
I saw that the book rights went to the Goldman family, and they released it as it just says, I did it on the front. I don't know if that how true that was, but that's what I heard.
Yeah, it could be.
Really?
I just thought that was unbelievable.
Man.
It's a special time of year for all of us, and I've been mocked openly about it earlier today, and we'll get to the bottom of that coming up next.
Ace and Friends.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
So it's spring, summer's right around the corner, and earlier today I was mocked. Because I said, I think anklets, that's real cute. Oh, I like little, you know, like a little anklet. Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing.
It's I think that could be cute. Amusing. I hear you laughing, Rob. You're in the other room, but I can hear you laughing. Yeah, what is so amusing about that?
There's nothing about an ankle that's.
This is the thing. It's not the ankle. It's the anklet. The little you know. It's like a necklace for your ankle.
But what about? I don't
understand. I think it's cute. I think it can be kind of a sexy thing on the lady.
I
agree with
you. I can see an ankle being attractive. But no, you rebuff when I was like, you wear a lot of jewelry, and you looked at me like I had two heads. Like, I don't know what I was talking about.
I guess so. So I don't wear a lot of jewelry. I have a bracelet that I wear all the time that has all three of my kids' names on it.
A necklace.
And I have a necklace that was something my daughter gave me that I turned into a necklace after she died to wear.
You wear the earring sometimes?
No, I don't wear the earring sometimes. I've worn earrings in forever. You have never seen me with an earring. You may have seen me put one in for a second because I still can, but I've never. But that's
you
just
have
a,
never seen me. You may have seen me put it in one
time. But I can't remember. I may have done it on the show one day. Like, I wonder if I could still get that through the hole in my ear. Boom.
It's okay. I like. I'm not a jewelry person, but I could.
I think I sent y'all a picture like 7 years ago of me with an earring in. 6 years ago, 2018.
You're very sensitive about the jewelry.
I'm not very sensitive about the jewelry.
And I happen to agree with you about the ankle. I think it can be cute.
I think so.
I don't have a thing for feet, but
me either. But
I could see it on an ankle bone. And it'd be kind
of
cute.
TJ had one of the best expressions of feet once. He said, "I've never been turned on by someone's feet, but I can be turned off."
Yeah, absolutely.
that is the best way to phrase that.
Has there ever been a woman in history that is obsessed with guys' feet? It's all the foot freaks are almost exclusively, I think.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
And why is that? Why don't women have like those fetishes like guys do?
I don't know.
Because you've never met a woman that's like, God, if I can get on those toes.
Yes.
Ugh.
I hope he wears flip-flops.
Yeah. Maybe it's men's feet are just gross, so it just doesn't work.
Oh, my God. If you are, though, hit us up. Let us know. If you're a lady that's like, if you're way into men's feet, yeah. Bet there's no woman listening who has a foot fetish for men's feet.
Like hairy toes. Oh, men's feet are disgusting.
You shave your feet?
No.
Oh, I do.
You shave your feet?
Yeah.
Dude, get a grip. What are you talking about?
I don't want to. I'll explain in a second. Hang on. Oh, just give me a second. Hang on.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
This is Ace and Friends.
Well, now that we brought it up, I will take my little electric razor thing. And I shave the backs of my hands and my feet.
Backs of your hands.
Yeah, I don't like seeing hairy hands.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of get that, but is it that much that it requires shaving down?
It could be. I'm a pretty hairy person, but because it's like red hair or light blonde color, you don't really notice it.
But right.
I notice it. I pay close attention to, especially as I get older, my ears, my eyebrows, and like I shave down my hands. And there's still hair there, but I take the clippers, you know, and set them and just, you know, just run across the back of my hand. Like
ears,
that.
Eyebrows, totally understand. Because hair, you got to take care of that. But the back of your hands and your toes.
Yeah, like, I don't want my toes to be all hairy and stuff. So if I were to see my feet, they're well groomed.
You shave the back of your knuckles too?
Yeah. I just flatten out my hand and just take there are two spots. There's one but it's right below and right above the knuckles where you get hair. Men get hair on their hand, and I just shave those down because I don't want a big old long bunch of long weird hair sticking out.
I get that. I didn't realize you're so hairy.
Yeah, I mean I can be. Yeah, I mean like the hair on my arms and legs is pretty thick, but but I need it because it provides some color to my skin because I'm so fair skinned being red hair.
Yeah, it's protection from the sun.
Being a redhead, yeah.
Wow. Huh. A lot of male grooming going on.
No, nobody else. Y'all don't like shave your feet down. I just don't want my feet to be exposed and just be gross hairy feet.
Yeah, I'm just not that. I guess I'm just not that hairy. But yeah, that seems like overkill with the backs of your hands. But I've never seen you without it. So
yeah, it's weird.
You're so hairy.
It would just be very, I'm a man.
He's a full man, ladies. No doubt about it. Manly man.
I'm a full manicured man.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
A little bit of good news today. That really is very heartwarming. Well, that's what it's supposed to be. That's what it's, why it's called the good news. We'll get to it next. Thank you.
Ace and Friends.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Ace and Friends.
Change of plans. We got to talk about Take D Rob because he just left. So what is he going? He's going to the store?
Yeah. So when you were gone a little bit ago, I walked in to get coffee, and he said, I'm going to the store. Do you need anything? And I thought, oh, that was very generous. But I said, what are you going to the store for? He goes, I need an energy drink. I'm dying. I said, you're dying. He said, yeah.
I like the way you tell the story, Riggs. I said, you're dying.
Yeah, you're dying? He goes, yes. And I said, oh, my God. You know, he's got those sleep issues. So
yeah.
He comes in, and I have already seen one empty energy drink can.
Today?
In the garbage back there. So I'm assuming this is number two that he's going to retrieve. Is he coming back in?
I don't know.
I don't want him to hear this.
we're just talking about it behind his back.
So I don't know what's going on with him, but he said he's dying.
So did he not sleep last night or something?
I'm assuming not. But he's so tired the other day that I thought he was going to catch up on it yesterday.
He said when he came in this morning, he was wearing his sunglasses on his head because he said he took a shower last night, Rob did, and he had CPAP hair. He couldn't get it together, so he just put his sunglasses up on his head because it would pull his hair back and keep it kind of toned down a little bit.
Well, you know, the other interesting thing about Rob, I said, have you watched the new Fallout show on Amazon? It's like this highly rated show. He goes, no, but it's on the list, so when I have some time this weekend, I'm going to watch it. And I always think, I'm like, what are you doing? What are you busy doing? Because he always seems very busy.
I think he started a new part-time job.
Oh, did he?
I think so, yeah.
Is that what it is?
I know. He was going to check on it the other day.
What is he doing?
I don't know. I don't remember what it was. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember exactly what it was.
Okay.
But then maybe he's busy, you know, he's got video game things to do and Dungeons and Dragons.
That's what I'm assuming he's talking about. Like he's like busy with his, you know, cards and stuff.
When I have time from my other fun things that I do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just it's weird.
You know, all of my leisure time is so scheduled that I don't have time to put other leisure into my leisure time.
I think so. He's cramming leisure into leisure.
Yeah, I was like, my Friday night, my Saturday, my Sunday are all full with playing video games and playing Dungeons and Dragons and Star Wars board games.
What do you want me to do? I'm booked.
I don't have any place to put watching Netflix shows because I've got all this leisure going on.
I know. It makes me feel like a real piece of crap. He's like, I'm busy. Like, what are you in Congress and we just don't know about it? What are you so busy with?
Okay, now we got to stop because he'll be back soon.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
Oh, there is a great TikTok video that's going viral. You've really got to pay attention to the labels when you buy stuff, or it could go poorly for you. Coming up next, hang on.
Ace and Friends.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. Thanks for being a part of Ace and Friends. I found this TikTok. That's proof that you really need to be aware of what you're buying. Check the labels, or things could turn really ugly for you. This guy presents his story pretty well, too.
Good morning. This is an emergency message to the man I just walked past on Gates Avenue. You were holding a coffee, a bottled coffee that you clearly got from a bodega or a corner market, and you were drinking it, and it was a Chameleon Cold Brew concentrate. I don't think you know it's concentrate. It was the large format. Concentrate. I feel like you saw it and you were like, oh my god, wait, that's like such a big cold brew. I want that coffee this morning. You're drinking like 32 coffees and you're a walking human time bomb. You're going to ruin the pants you were wearing. And they were like nice. They were like bonobo slacks. Not really my vibe or taste, but those are like running you like what, like $68? I almost said something to you. Not every bodega does a good job of separating the concentrate bottles from the individual serving bottles, and you have fallen victim to that, but you are going to Kool-Aid man through a wall later.
He goes on for about another 45 seconds about this.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is like psycho level stuff if he knew that.
Dude, drinking concentrate.
Yeah, Starbucks makes one too, and you put water or milk in your glass and then you add the concentrate and it makes a bunch of cups of coffee. But if he's just drinking that straight out of the bottle, that is insane.
You've got to be flying after that, right?
That could kill you, I think. That much caffeine. I mean, it probably makes 16 cups of coffee. That's it. Unthinkable. And he's just drinking it straight. First of all, it's got to taste
terrible. Yeah.
Super bitter. And yeah, the first sip, you would know, like, this, something's not right. Wow. But he's just, like, casually sipping on. He's like, you're going to poop your pants, and you might Kool-Aid man through a wall, which I love. I'm going to start using all the time.
The Kool-Aid man through a wall? Yeah.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
All right. There's a guy who's being harassed, and it is annoying. It is an unbelievable level of harassment. But wait until you hear how he's being harassed. Because quite honestly, it doesn't sound like the worst thing in the world. Coming up next.
Ace and Friends.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
This is Ace and Friends.
This is the story you'll be talking about the rest of the day. It's nuts. But it's harassment in a pretty tasty way. There's a guy in Canada. His name is Justin Rabicki, and he's being harassed by endless pizza deliveries. Have you seen this story, Riggs, at all?
Mm-mm.
For the last 6 months, he's been getting pizza deliveries at home, at work, and he cannot get it to stop.
Who would want to stop that?
Well, I thought the same thing, but he makes a pretty good case. Here he is talking about
it. So I checked my emails and it had an order that I never ordered. So then we told him that it wasn't me that ordered the pizzas. So that's when we called the head office of Pizza 73 and told him that anyone with the name Justin Rabicki, cancel the orders.
The suspects that are ordering the pizza are actually obviously using technology to spoof his number, which they know. So when they call and it's coming up as him.
I never dated anyone, so it's not that. I hope karma gets you someday and delivers pizza to your house.
Karma?
Karma? Yeah, that's what I thought. Awesome. He's getting free pizza, but he points out he was afraid. Hey, they have access to my stuff, but they don't. Or they do a little bit. The orders were using not only his address but his email and his phone number from a place called Pizza 73. The pizzas are not being charged to his card, but the delivery drivers do get upset when he says, "Hey, I didn't make this order," and he sends the pizza back. He reported the pizza deliveries to the police from the start because he was freaked out by how the scammer was using his personal information in the orders.
Huh.
That is weird. Maybe, he thought he'd been hacked originally.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm getting these orders, and he called the cop, which makes sense. I didn't think about it that way. You know, I didn't think, I probably would have been too stupid to think, oh, I've been hacked. I'd just been going, I'm getting this free pizza. Every day a free pizza comes, I'll take it.
What a fun surprise. Did kind of get sad there in the middle, though.
Yeah.
He's like, I know it's not an ex because I've never dated anyone before.
But here's the thing.
Sorry.
Police told him to change his number. So he did. Didn't stop the deliveries. And they go to his house his work. So he called Pizza 73 and said, don't take any more orders from me. And they said, no problem. We get it. Then the scammer switched to Domino's. Now he's getting orders from Domino's. They're using some type of technology to manipulate his phone number to make it look like he is making the call.
What is that? That is so weird.
He said he has no idea who would do this. There have been about a dozen orders over the past few months involving more than $1,000 worth of pizza. He said, they just hope it's not going to waste. Hope they're giving it to people in need. The police are investigating. He has no idea why or how he's being targeted, but he is ramping up security in his home and on his computers and everything.
Being targeted.
Targeted with free pizza.
Yeah. Well, Canadian free pizza, so it probably sucks.
I didn't think of it.
Right. Being
Canadian. More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. Thanks for being a part of Ace and Friends. We have a game. I think Riggins comes up with some pretty fun games to play from time to time. Is this one you invented, or did you find this somewhere?
I think I did come up with this.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Don't sue me.
It's called the music game?
Yeah. It's just called the music game, so it's a bunch of different little challenge if you know anything about music.
Right. And
you'll understand the rules as soon as we start. Name a song with man in the title.
Alice in Chains, Man in the Box.
Man in the Box. Mm. I will go, man, I feel like a woman. Shania Twain.
I don't have one.
You don't have to say the artist.
I can't think of any.
Ace, that. Back to you.
Spoon Man by Soundgarden.
Spoon Man.
I just like throwing in the artist because I'm know it all.
Simple Man.
Ooh.
Skinner?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I will go Man in the Mirror, Michael Jackson.
That's very good. Any Man of Mine.
Shania Twain.
He's going through Shania's discography.
Weird coincidence. Ace, back to you. Songs with man in the title.
I think I may be tapped out here. I'm drawing a blank.
Ooh, what a man. What a mighty good man.
Oh, that was so easy. I should have gotten
Pepper.
Okay.
All right. Let's move topics. Bands with women in the name.
Does Dixie Chicks count, or just you mean
Dixie Chicks counts?
Okay.
Any kind of female reference?
Okay.
Florence and the Machine.
So a band with a female in the name.
Okay. Sister Hazel.
Ooh. Okay. Will you sit? We'll go with Sister. Okay.
Yes, it's a woman.
Yes. Okay. Well, okay.
I don't. Queen Latifah. Does that count?
That counts.
She's not a band.
Oh yeah, not right. A band. That's true.
Her name?
Yeah.
I'm out then. My bad.
You're terrible at this game.
It's wrecking me right now.
It's tough.
Okay, a band. Wait, what is it again? A band with a female name in the title of the name of the band.
With a woman in the title.
Isn't there a band called Saving Grace?
Saving Grace, yeah.
Yep. Okay, yeah. Yep.
Let's go with, not Guns N' Roses. I might be out on this one too. Take one more to wrap up the game, Ace.
Lady A.
Lady Antebellum. Perfect. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah. I thought of another one, Cinderella. I don't know why I didn't.
Cinderella. That's good. Ah. Excellent. Groups or bands with successful solo artists?
Well, the first one I think of is Genesis with Phil Collins and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. NSYNC.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake.
Why am I so bad at this game? I don't like this game.
Rob, you're terrible at this
I
game.
I know there's so many of these.
Sting, Police.
The Police.
The Beatles. Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We're still waiting on Rob.
I don't know. I'm done. I'm out.
Rob sucks.
I'm not good.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
There's something that has become very trendy that I needed about 8-9 years ago. Because I was mocked openly because, yeah, I had, when I got divorced, I had 4 plates and 4 cups and a bunch of plastic stuff and really no glassware. And my now wife, then, you know, girlfriend, the first time she came over to go to the pool, I didn't have any beach towels. I just had these brown bath towels that were all I had. I needed a divorce registry.
That's a good idea.
Hot things. The divorce registry. Now, a lot of people are like, that's ridiculous. I'm like, no, actually, it makes perfect sense. Yeah. Like a wedding registry or a baby registry, a divorce registry can include the items that you need most. There are now services catering to divorce, or although often they call them fresh start registries. So if maybe you don't divorce, couple together for a couple of years, they split up. It's like, I don't have a lot of stuff, you know? Because I left, you know, everything stayed at the house with my ex-wife and kids and everything. So other than my stuff that went into my office, I didn't have any glasses. You know, you'd have glassware. I didn't have anything to cook with. I had a pan, pot, nothing.
But there's no guys that are going to benefit from this.
Well, sure they would.
No, it's going to be only women. Because first of all, no guy's going to sign up for it. And his buddies aren't going to be like, yeah, we need to band together and get this guy some stuff.
They might. But maybe if they're like, their wives might do something. Like, hey, let's go do something for him. You know?
You think?
Yeah. I'm sure somebody would. Like if I had put together a divorce registry, I'm sure like TJ and Jody probably would have. Jody would have gone, I'm going to go buy. He needs a pan. You know, or I have other friends that I think of immediately. Like, oh yeah, let me go buy you a thing of glasses for like $30. You need 6 actual glasses.
I do need glasses. You're right.
I don't have glasses.
I don't have a pan. A pan? That's the last thing I'd buy for you.
I don't have anything to make a grilled cheese sandwich in.
I'm gonna buy him some new shoes.
I can't even.
Got to get back out there.
I can't even make a grilled cheese.
That's a great idea, though, I think, for especially for women.
Yeah. So if a friend asks, hey, man, you know, what can I do to help you? You share this. Like, I put together this divorce registry, if you'll check that out.
It's way more helpful than having, like, a divorce party where all your friends get together and you eat cake.
And you're angry and you cut pictures and all that. I've never understood that because, I don't know, it's not supposed to be a happy occasion. You're not thrilled that you got divorced. I mean, some people are happy that they get divorced, but just. Yeah.
No, this is way better.
I think so, too. But they have other sources already out there. A divorce or a fresh start registry is kind of, you know, one of the hot new things.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
Oh, they're going to try to right a wrong when it comes to the Piano Man. If you haven't heard what happened at this Billy Joel concert live on CBS, get ready because it's pretty funny. Come up next.
Ace and Friends.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
For the longest time now, Billy Joel has been doing a residency at Madison Square Garden. I think he plays once a month, or has played once, at least once a month, for over 10 years now. And it sells out every time. Well, Saturday night, CBS aired Billy Joel, the 100th, live at Madison Square Garden. It is a concert, his record-breaking 100th consecutive performance from his residency at Madison Square Garden. This was shot in March. And when it aired, they ran long by a couple of minutes and cut it, just cut it before the end of the song, Piano Man. His most famous song. The one everybody waits for. That was the big ending. And they just cut it off because it went 2 minutes over. How it went 2 minutes over when the thing was shot over a month ago, or almost a month ago, I don't know.
How does that happen?
Like, they easily could have made a little edit here and an edit there to kind of push it together and save themselves 2 minutes. It's unbelievable that they screwed it up this bad.
Yeah.
Well, they come back out now and said, we're going to re-air the entire thing so you don't miss the end of the concert.
Smart. Good. Yeah.
Yeah, they found a good way to get people to come back and watch it again and listen to it. Mm-hmm. But have you ever been to a concert that was actually cut short?
No.
Rob, have you ever been to a concert that was actually cut short?
No, I don't think so.
I was supposed to go to one that ended up being cut short, but I got too drunk and couldn't go. When I was in college for my birthday, my friends Benji and Alan came. And on my birthday, we were going to a Hank Williams Jr. concert. They bought me a ticket for my birthday. And we had a barbecue that afternoon at the pool, and I got wasted and passed out in my bed.
That'll do it.
And they went to the concert. And at the concert, this show became extremely famous because Hank Williams Jr. came out, and it was obvious from the beginning he was hammered. And he fell down at one point and then started cussing at the crowd. Mm. And then about 12, 15 minutes in, he just walked off. And suddenly the band made a runner and tried to get out of there because they could see the crowd was getting mad. And it turned really ugly. And the Baton Rouge police blocked Hank Jr.'s airplane at the airport and wouldn't let him out. And were going to arrest him.
Arrest him for what?
A variety of things. The promoter wasn't going to, you know, say, hey, I want my money back, I want my down payment back. You played 15 minutes, man, and I got a riot going on at this. I got 10,000 people who are tearing up chairs and throwing stuff. It's crazy back here. What are you doing?
So you missed a big one.
And by the time they came back, I had rallied, showered, gotten something to eat. I was ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And they came back, were like, you missed it. It was unbelievable. You know, a legendary night.
Yeah. You missed the greatest 15-minute show ever.
And I was passed out of my bed, face down. Not proud, but
no.
Hey.
It happens.
It's college. Those things happen.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
It's not the news. It's the stupid news. These things aren't really that important in life, but they are kind of interesting. For example, what would you pay for a 1993 Ford Bronco? Oh, if it was that Bronco. O.J. Simpson's infamous white Bronco is currently on loan to the Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Tennessee, but its owners are thinking about selling. They believe it could get $1.5 million. They've been offered just over $750,000 in the past, but now that O.J. is dead and there is renewed interest and there's talk of re-airing O.J. court specials and everything, they believe they could double their price.
Wow.
$1.5 million. They claim the plan was always to sell this year because it's the 30th anniversary of OJ's chase and the whole thing. His death just happens to be a lucky coincidence for them, possibly a lucrative one.
Wow. I know they've got Tupac's car too at a museum, but I know that they've sold that a couple of times for a lot of money.
More stupid news. A new Gallup poll found that 57% of Americans are not getting as much sleep as they would like. For the first time, a majority of Americans are what they call underslept since they started doing this survey over 20 years ago in 2001. I'd never heard that term before. It's underslept.
It's called tired.
Yeah. They say today, based on this survey, just 26% of Americans are getting the suggested 8 hours of sleep a night. I know Rob's not. I know I'm not. Riggins, however.
I'm making up for everybody else.
Just crushing it when it comes to sleep. I'm still most fascinated by the fact that Riggins told us a long time ago, when I want to go to sleep, I just go to sleep.
Yeah,
that's the way it works. You just lay down and you just go to sleep.
Sure.
That's not the way it works for everybody.
That is not the way it works for everybody.
Of course, it's worked that way since the beginning of the history.
I cannot just lay down and go to sleep. It just doesn't work. Not often.
Then you're not tired enough. You got to get more tired. You're not tired. God,
no, that is not. If I'm plenty tired, I want to sleep. I just can't. I just don't go to sleep.
That's some newfangled stuff that you guys are involved.
Of course it is. Is that newfangled stuff? Rob, can you just lay down and go to sleep when you want?
No, I haven't been able to do that my whole life.
Exactly.
Yeah, but do you think the cavemen were like, I'm just under sleeping? Or what did they
call? Well, I think the cavemen had a very different, the cavemen weren't underslept.
Underslept.
But I mean, they spent their days out, trying to survive. So they were exhausted at the end of the day.
Yeah, but if you're exhausted, you should be able to go to sleep.
Not necessarily, because they didn't have anything else to worry about. They didn't have to lay there and worry about, their bank account or, what they're going to do.
They had real problems, like lions were getting ready to eat their heads off.
They were safe by that point.
They were safe?
If we could just go to sleep, Riggins, we would. Wouldn't we, Rob?
Yeah. No, you love it.
Just go to sleep.
You love it.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
This is Ace and Friends.
There is something happening that could change everything about the concert industry. Sources say that the Justice Department is going to file an antitrust lawsuit against Live Nation as soon as next month. Live Nation is the parent company of Ticketmaster. And the feds say that Live Nation has used its industry dominance to undermine competition for ticketing live events, essentially creating a monopoly. The result is we pay a lot more and there's nothing we can do about it because they've squelched all the competition. Live Nation, Ticketmaster, pretty much the only game in town. And a lot of this apparently circulates around the various fees that you are charged and the fact that they're charging you a fee to use a service that they own that they're already charging you for anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For example, you know, it'd be like paying for parking, but then paying a fee for parking your car in the parking lot where you just had to pay for parking.
Yeah.
It's kind of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're buying a ticket from them for a concert they're promoting, but they're charging you a huge fee for the right to buy the ticket from them.
Do they have a case, do you think?
I don't know because they haven't given any details. They said last year a Senate panel subpoenaed documents from Live Nation pertaining to ticket pricing, fees, and secondary sales. And I think that's another part of this is that they're saying that, you know, Live Nation controls a lot of the resale of tickets. So they're one of the accusations has always been that their tickets, for some shows, they sell out really fast, but they're actually the ones reselling them at a higher price. It's like when it was found out that ticket resale place in Chicago down the street from Wrigley Field was actually owned by the Chicago Cubs years ago. And they were buying up the ticket. This little company would buy up ticket blocks of tickets in the bleachers. And then they would have a sign that said, you can buy tickets down the street at such and such place. And people would go down there and buy tickets. And turns out the Cubs were buying their own tickets and reselling them down the street all under a different name. That's illegal.
Yeah.
So it could mean that all those exorbitant fees, you know, ticket price is $100. And by the time you're done paying for the ticket, you've paid $138.
Yeah.
Because of all the various fees and taxes and everything could all change. This could be huge news if you like to go to concerts. Or it could, again, like all these other things have turned out to be much ado about nothing.
Yeah.
Because it was at Pearl Jam that was going to take on Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
That didn't go. Didn't last long. Didn't last long at all. They didn't win anything in that deal.
Ace and Friends. Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. Thanks for being a part of Ace and Friends today. I love people that have really smart ideas to start viral stitches on TikTok. I don't think that way. But I thought this was a really smart idea this person had to, listen here.
What's something you only realize as an adult is something only your family said?
I don't think only my family said this, but everybody I've ever told was like, what are y'all on? My grandma and my mom used to tell me that if you catch Santa Claus, like in the middle of the night dropping off your gifts and you like see him, he'll spit tobacco into your eye.
I saw that, like, what? So
I can pretty much assure you, you're the only person. I've never heard anything like that.
Yeah. So in other words, you stay in the bed because if you come out and Santa sees you, he's going to spit tobacco in your eye.
It's going to hurt.
It's going to sting. Yeah. That's a good way to keep him in bed, but that's.
Yeah. If you're a kid, you're like, you hear Santa, you go, I'm not leaving.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That's really dramatic. You know, TJ's wife, Jody, used to tell their kids, if you don't believe, you don't receive.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that kind of sets the tone. I mean, I think you're fine there. You don't need to say Santa would spit tobacco in your eye.
Well, I don't know. You worry about them getting out of the bed. Now they're not getting out of the bed. Like, hey, I got to take it next level. Yeah. I got to take one notch up to make certain that you don't get out of the bed.
It's wild. Well, growing up, my dad, we lived in a long farmhouse kind of thing. So it was one long hallway. So he'd just tack up a sheet. So we knew, like, and then when it came time to open the gifts, he'd rip that sheet down.
Yeah.
We knew not to go past the bed sheet hanging in the hallway.
We had some old school 1970s at the end of the den when you kind of went into the hallway. These two doors that would open and close, you know, they kind of bend back and mm-hmm. everything. And those would go close. It's like, oh, you better not open those doors.
Don't touch anything.
Don't even leave your bedroom.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, it was thrilling to see that, you know, the doors close or the sheet go out. I mean, it was just the most thrilling thing that could happen as a kid.
Yeah, because you'd get up in the morning, did Santa Claus come? I'm going to look down the hall. The doors are closed. He's here. Santa's here. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
And then my mom would always be like, okay, let me go get and put on a pot of coffee. And like,
yeah.
What?
Right. Yeah.
Like, what could be happening that's more important than this moment right now? I got to sit here and I'm dying waiting on you to go put coffee on.
Ours was grandma and grandpa coming over, and then my grandma needed to smoke a cigarette outside. And it was like, oh my God, I'll take that lit cigarette and I'll put it through your eyeball. I swear, grandma, hurry.
The longest, no matter how long she was out there, that had to be the longest cigarette
Holy
smoke ever.
Crap. Go, grandma, go.
Ace and Friends.
Bob, did you ever find out what kind of party was having at your house the other day?
Yeah, it was just Meredith and two of her friends.
Yeah. They sit around the fire pit outside?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cuddling the dog.
Oh, well, we have your situation in reverse. Okay. There's a TikTok where a guy is at home and the wife has gone on some type of girls' weekend. Don't exactly know where they were, but you want to see every guy's nightmare? Ladies, pay attention. No man likes this. None. He's outside, and she logs into the Ring doorbell where she can see him, and you can see him on the TikTok. Here, listen.
Catch you later, baby. You look cute.
You look cute, baby.
Oh, Sky! Ah!
He picked up the dog, and that was his fatal mistake. Yeah. He picked up the dog. She's talking to him through the Ring doorbell, and just as it ends, he picked up the dog. Listen.
Baby! Oh, my God!
He's like, okay, I gotta put the dog down.
Oh my gosh. Drunk women just all screaming.
They're just screaming into the Ring doorbell.
So annoying.
Moving there. And then they make him pick the dog back up again. Yeah. And they're talking to the dog. And he's just standing there holding the dog.
Yeah, he's clearly like bringing him back from a night walk or something. He just wants to go inside and show me the other one. Pick up the other one. Oh my gosh.
He's like, cuddle him.
Screaming. You should have done that, Rob. You should have checked in through the Ring door. Well, you did.
Well, I got notifications. I didn't care though.
So that's awesome. Did you ever even look to see what they were doing, if they were outside? Can you see them around the fire pit through the Ring doorbell?
I mean, I didn't check, but
no. The question was, could you have seen?
Could I? Yeah.
Yeah, but you never looked, and
no, because it shows me little still shots on my phone, so I knew it was just them and dogs.
You didn't think about doing something like jumping on and going, "Hey, Leia, hope y'all are having a good time. I miss you, Meredith. Love you."
No.
Didn't even think about it. Didn't even think about it.
I was playing Star Wars, boy.
Yeah.
For like 19 hours.
Yeah. It was a good day.
Because after playing Star Wars all day and losing, you then went and sat in the lobby of that hotel and played Star Wars again.
Yeah. I was looking at game footage.
And never thought, I just sent Meredith a sweet little message.
Nope. She was doing her own thing. I was doing my own thing.
Do y'all text like, hey, we just got out. We're back in the hotel lobby. Just want to let you know I miss you. Hope you all are having fun.
No, not really.
All right. Well, there you go.
Well, what's he going to say, though? I lost all my games today. He's probably not in the mood to be sending sweet nothings over text.
I was having a good time.
You
didn't
send her a pic. You know, I lost all my games today, but you're a winner. Send that up.
Ace and Friends. This is Ace and Friends.
All right. Rob, I know you're busy in there, but what's your favorite thing from today's episode of Ace and Friends?
I don't remember. I mean, me sucking at that game. I need to get better.
Yeah, that was my favorite thing today. You were terrible at the music game. Riggins, quick. Let's do another round of the music game just to see how he does. Okay.
I'm ready, I think.
Okay. Songs with... boy in the title.
Songs with boy in the title.
Baby Boy by Beyonce and Sean Paul.
That's a good one. Excellent. Boy, a song by U2.
Yep, I know that one. I'll go Rude Boy, Rihanna.
Okay. Rob?
Oh, no.
I got one. Come to me.
Yeah, I'm out again.
Damn.
I know.
Rob, Country Boy Can Survive by Hank Jr.
Country Boy Can Survive. I'll go I'm out.
I was gonna go, boy, I feel like a woman.
Oh, boy. Yes, you do.
Yeah, boy's not a word that's in the title of a lot of songs.
That one was rough.
Yeah. Yeah, but really, once again though, Rob, you proved your what is it about that game that's so hard? You know a lot of music.
I know, I don't know.
It's recalling stuff that he has trouble with.
Yeah, I was, like I said the other day, I'm not good with lyrics unless they're on a screen in front of me either, so like, I could tell you the artist of them, of most songs. I probably couldn't tell you the exact song title of most of them, though.
Yeah.
So.
Riggins' favorite thing from today's edition of Ace and Friends?
Finding out you're so disgustingly hairy. What a revelation.
I think I said I was disgustingly hairy. I just said I can be rather hairy, and I just want to make sure my hands are nice and my feet are nice.
But you're so hairy that you have to shave the back of your hands. I mean, that is, you're like Elijah Wood in The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings. Okay. Big hairy feet.
That's me. Hairy feet ace. See you tomorrow.
Ace and Friends.